Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the White Ship. And the day today is the 29th of July. And the year is 2017. So let's clear the date for everybody. Remember, this day recycles once a year. And they put you on that timeline for each day. So once you start realizing how powerful and destructive, we'll say, it depends how you look at it, what side of the fence you're looking on, is how you have your energy stolen from you. It can be very disconcerting and can probably make you pretty upset. And that's why we clear each day during the different PBS radio shows to help you out. So here we go. Let's clear this particular day in your her story or history. And here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah, there's a lot here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go, bringing in peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And you should feel a lot of peace energy coming into your room. And if you have a situation happening, some type of thing going on, we'll clear that from you. So here we go. Bringing up right now. So releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go to the light ship about a quarter tail. And we'll just see if Anne is ready tonight as our co-host. So Anne, are you all ready to go?
Hello, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Yes, I am all ready to go. And, of course, as always, delighted to be here to be able to co-host the show with you, Ron. And as you said, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We already have a room request. So if you've listened before, you'll know that you may request to kind of meet with an element of nature, a certain animal or fish, or mineral. I'm trying to think of how to describe all the options. So thanks for the person that already is on it and sent one in, and you can send those throughout the show tonight to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page, and we're happy to get those. And any other questions, comments, or testimonials you have about the healings. And Ron, thank you for clearing today. That always feels so good when you clear the date at the beginning of the show. And Ron has said before, and I'll just check with him now, when you listen to this show and when you're hearing Ron's voice, you are quite present and in the now, and I believe we can add you're on the CLS New Earth. Now, is that accurate, Ron?
You're out of time, and if you've had clearings, which would allow you to go to the New Earth, this is the new physical Earth, not the energetic Earth, okay, then that would be a possibility for you. Remember, you have to clean out your body. Get rid of the densities, the blockages, the negativity, the darkness, whatever way you want to look at it, your cellular memory in your cells in order to have those little parts of you go to the new earth, because they only resonate, or you can only go there in light energy, because the darkness doesn't exist there. So you can never bring darkness into light. So that's the way that works. The light of the darkness, though, the false light, you know, can do anything it wishes, and that's where a lot of the false information comes from. So anyway, there we go. Oh, boy. I got my little squirrel here jumping all over me. And some peanuts. Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, of course, that squirrel is very smart.
Yeah.
I assume that means you're outdoors doing the show tonight, Ron.
Yep, I am.
That's wonderful. So I'll try to announce this again later in the show, but I don't want to forget because it's very important. Ron has announced that on Saturday, September 2nd, well, he announced this healing. I don't know if it was definite if you announced the date, so I'll be just want to be sure to start announcing this till as we get closer.
Yeah, it's the first Saturday in September, so I believe it's the second.
The second,
and it's a three-hour call starting at 1 o'clock Pacific.
Right, and it's going to cost $50, and that is a new call. It's going to be to clear our placentas and also do some pin removals. So those of you who will want to join that can put that on your calendar. And, of course, we'll continue to talk about it and remind you. And the other thing is that on Sunday, if tonight is your first experience with a live healing on Creation Lightship, you will want to know that on Sunday we will be having the last of our 3 7-hour healing calls, and that is 7 hours of physical healings on Creation Lightship, where Ron removes alien densities and parasites from our bodies. Oh, and the other thing about tonight, especially if you're new, when we make our trip to the lightship that Ron mentioned at quarter before the hour, you may request one physical healing. So you want to be ready to do that because you need to speak to the light beings who are very, very powerful doctors but will not help you really because they'll see you as perfect. So you have to tell them what's going on with you. Okay, we're getting in some more requests for rooms. So thank you very much for that, people. And, oh, Ron, now, do you want me to... Oh, I do. I want to just share that on the last week or more, week and a half or so of shows, Ron has been clearing a planet every show. And it's I unfortunately missed a couple, but, wow, do they feel fantastic. So far, Ron has cleared Saturn, Venus, Mercury, Mars, Moon... I hate to say the moon, Jupiter, Neptune, and last night's show, Pluto. So if anyone has a request, someone actually requested one and Ron isn't ready to do it, so there's a little more going on here. So if you have requests for other planets, because I know there are different sizes, I looked it up on Wikipedia, there are different categories of planets and things. So if you have an idea of something you'd like Ron to clear for us, send that in, again, to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat. Okay, whew, I feel like I've been talking a lot so far, Ron. Would you like to perhaps do a sample healing or anything, or do you want me to get on with the questions?
Yeah, I can do a sample. I'll do one of... we have a depression clearing, which is a whole lifetime one. So I'll do a sample of that. So I'll work with Christmas time when you were 12 years of age. So whatever that would mean to you. And Christmas, it would be maybe the 24th or 25th of December. So let's clear that energy away from you for depression. Here we go. Just see if this helps you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Lots of energy there. So that's just a sample just for one day age 12 at Christmas time for you. And you might, you know, let us know how you feel with that if something's lifted off of you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. This is interesting. I mean, a great question. Thank you, listener. Ron, can you clarify the placenta clearing call? Is it an energetic thing? I had no children in this lifetime. Or is it past lifetimes, too? Thank you.
Okay, yeah, it's actually your own placenta that is still energetically attached to you. It appears that it has actually more energy in it as a living, I don't know what to say, I'll just say a living life form than you actually had from yourself as a baby. So, and when it gets disconnected from the mother and also from you, that energy is really, really traumatic. And anyway, it's that's why I'm doing the clearing, because it's just a phenomenal energy release that you can get rid of, and it'll also be healed from all of the traumatic situations that it's went through upon its own dying process. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. All right, I'm just writing down all the lovely requests we're getting for the rooms tonight. So that is very interesting, Ron, and that was a great question, because it could be, you know, also having given birth. You know, I think that was a really smart thing to ask, so thank you.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we
I
have
never
a,
thought about yes. that. You know, I was just looking at the aspect of, it's, you know, it's just a part of you. And it still is a part of you energetically. Mm-hmm. But I'll be working with the actual physical organ upon your birth. So we're going back into time during that process.
Okay, yes.
So, back to
it's
you.
It's always wonderful to have those. In person, even though you're on the phone, you're getting really personal healings, and everybody gets what they need, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So you'll say, well, we're going to clear the placenta, but everybody being unique will have a bit of a unique healing.
Yeah, it'll be different for everybody. And
right.
You don't know, you know, how much energy is blocking you, as your body probably had to shut it out, and it had to turn off the energy from the placenta coming into you as a, you know, as a baby. So there's a lot of levels of energy going on, and you know, as far as, you know, physical energies. So that's your own, you know, that's your actual life support. So I can't get too much into it. You need to do, you know, your emotional healing and mental healing first to do that. And it could
well,
be one
thank you, Ron.
Clearing,
someone just you know. Asked that question. Are there any prerequisites to the placenta call?
Yeah, yeah. The, you know, emotional and mental. There could be another one. I'll have to, you know, check that out to see. But it, you know, it, you know, you may want to. Maybe afterwards even do the whole lifetime, you know, trauma clearing on yourself. This is a very intense clearing, okay? So, anyway.
Okay,
sort of,
thanks
yeah.
for
yeah.
saying
yeah,
that,
I can't
Ron.
Go too much into it, yeah.
The next question is pertinent, too. Can we come on at absentee?
Oh, boy. In a different country, probably yes. I really wouldn't recommend it because you're going to need to know what's going on. You could do it, but I wouldn't recommend it. Okay, let's put it that way. Only because it's very, very intense energies that you're working with. and you won't know what to do to help yourself, because most people, when they get on the special calls that we have, they actually start taking notes of how they're feeling during each part of the clearings that we do, so they can go back and see if they need to do a trauma clearing and emotional clearing for a particular situation or issue or body location, body organ or whatever, you know, after the call is over with, because you sometimes need to have a little more work done. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Now, someone is asking, this might have been something you discussed on another show, about, they're asking about the alien baptism removal healing. I think it's barcode. Why are there prerequisites for that?
Because there are, and if there are, whenever I have a clearing and you need to do that, then that's the reason why I have that.
Right.
So it's just the way, you know, the clearing works best that way. Remember,
right,
you're looking at having a clearing and you want to get the maximum amount of benefit for having a clearing. So if you don't do it, a prerequisite, then you're not going to get the full benefit. And, of course, you want to have that.
Right. Yes, of course, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Let me go down here and see. We have a few people commenting about your all the many clearings you've done on the from the planets and how they have felt. And we have a request, Ron, for you to clear the sun tonight. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I can do that one, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just see if I can get some. Okay, oh, we have some testimonials also about, well, let me read this, about last night. Last night you cleared us of, I believe it was 22,000 years ago. So I experienced something powerful after you did that 22,000-year clearing on Friday night. After 7.5 years of listening to your shows and doing many clearings, this person unusually had angry feelings, just didn't care anymore, but really didn't care about anything and anyone. This was felt so deeply, I had to listen to music and play solitaire on my computer for an hour after the show ended just to calm down. I still had to do the trauma and anxiety clearings before asking you to do the century clearing with me. And then they wanted to clarify, what is the name of the clearing? It is the century, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, clearing that you do live with Ron. And they end with, thank you for all that you have done and continue to do.
Yeah,
so do
that,
you want to just talk about that sort of unusual response this listener had to the...
Well, there could have been something really traumatic in that particular century. I remember your cell memory remembers everything because that's your ancestors', you know, lifetimes, you know, and, you know, your spirit did not live those lifetimes, okay? And if it happened to live that lifetime, you know, with you, then in a body, it still would have the memory, you know, eliminated and erased from it. So I need to specify that because some people think that your spirit is here to learn something every lifetime because it's stupid and that, you know, it doesn't know anything and that it carries the burden from every lifetime with it. It does not do that. Those are all false information told by the dark side through people who probably channeled the information at some point in time to put it into books to make it into mass consciousness, so people believe that garbage. So it's not true. Your body has the problems in it, not your spirit. And your body, through your thinking and your actions, contaminates your spirit. Once you start to realize that, you're going to realize that your best friend is your spirit, and you don't want to have it contaminated. It's your only lifeline that you have here. There's nothing outside of yourself that's ever going to help you. You know, we do clearings for you, but when I do a clearing, what happens is it enhances your spirit. It takes away the darkness so your own spirit can come into you more fully and help you out. So that's the whole process of what we do or what I do. That's different than probably every other practitioner out there. And they're trying to bring stuff into you to clutter you up more and go further down that rabbit hole, down into darkness, by doing attunements and whatever they do, chanting and DNA activations and trying to give you some type of life force energy. It's all going to contaminate you. So remember, what I do is take away your darkness that we can find. That's where we have your whole lifetime clearings, which are your invisible energetic bodies. And if you don't clear those, you're lost. You're never going to do an ascension process because you're full of darkness. And that's the, what you have is you want your spirit to leave here. And somehow, you don't think you can work on your body, which is, been stuck here for a long time, just as much as your spirit, and it actually suffers life here. You can do your spirit barcode clearing, and that will guarantee your spirit will be taken away during ascension, if it happens after, you have, died possibly, or if you were taken sideways, ascension happened and the dark side took you into darkness, which is what you're living every day anyway, unless you're in the, in the now. If you're not in the now, then you're living in darkness, so there's no difference for where they're going to take you because you're already experiencing it. You're probably a master at that. You know everything about the darkness because that's where you've been living your whole life because you haven't lived in the present moment. So you're stuck and trapped in all these timelines. So as far as thinking that it's going to be worse at ascension time, if you don't get yourself out of here, you won't know the difference, but you never have light again. And you never probably ever be found by the light ship because the darkness took you sideways into a dark side universe vortex or something, and you're in the beyondo. So if you never want to come back here again, then I would say you must do your spirit barcode clearing. And then if you're older and you want to have a little more energy, maybe a third more in your body, then do your death barcodes. And you'd have to contact me through an email asking how many barcodes you previously have put on you. Sometimes you may have already went through, say, three or four of them, and you may have three more attached to you in the future. But I can give you information on that. If you let me know, if you've done clearings before the death barcode, I need to know how many you have cleared so far, and then you can ask if you have any new ones put on you. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We have a question about some healings, and last night, for people who have the cellular mental clearing, someone is asking, which clearing did you say is good to do about twice a month? And it's the cellular mental clearing. Ron talked a little bit about that last night. And then we have someone with a question. My husband and I have already done the emotional whole lifetime clearing. Which mental clearing do we do next? There are two that come up with the search mental body clear. So is it the mental body clearing or the cellular mental clearing?
Yeah, you first want to do your mental body. So that will balance you out mentally, we'll say, throughout your whole lifetime. Restating that, you're living your past life from conception to now, and the issues that you have, mentally, is going to be with you. So you clean that off, and it's kind of like defragmenting, your computer. And so that's sort of what it does in a sense. So you can kind of, you know, wrap your head around it slightly. The other clearing, the cellular mental clearing, that's the information stored in every cell of your body that's attached to you, the thoughts of your ancestors and the thoughts of you in this lifetime. So if you were really, really intuitive, and if you're able to maybe listen to that certain frequency of your body, you could probably take your finger and press anywhere on your body, and your body would talk to you, telling you what was stored in there. Because your cells pick up and store information. They store data. And that's why, you know, different illnesses, you know, happen in your body in a certain location. So if you have something going on in your body over the years and it's the same place, you know, maybe you're kind of prone to maybe having your knee go out of joint or something, okay? Well, that means that you have a lot of block energy there. So then you'd probably want to do, you know, timeline crashes on your knee, even if your knee's good now. You know, maybe you've had even knee surgery or something. So you want to go in there and clean out the timelines when you've had those particular situations happening to you. So you want to get off of those timelines because the timelines that you're on can be replicated and copied and pasted into your life now. You know, let's just say that you fell down and hurt your knee when you were five. Well, they can take that age of five timeline where you hurt your knee. Remember, pain doesn't know age, okay? And so they can take the pain that you're having and you're crying and maybe screaming at the age of five because maybe you saw blood for the first time maybe and, you know, something awful happened. Maybe you needed stitches and it's terrified you and you're screaming for your parents to come. Well, that energy of pain and your screaming can be copied and pasted onto a timeline and you could bump your knee and go through that same scenario over again. And that's why it's so important to do timeline crashes, you know, and lots of those if you have a reoccurring problem. We also have a clearing, which could kind of go hand in hand with that. And it's the, it's kind of a tricky title, reoccurring event, I think it is, something like that. It's what I call the shit happens clearing. And I probably should have named that, but I thought it wouldn't be too spiritual for people to hear me say shit happens, you know? So I had to create the name, but that's, and you all know what that is. So that clearing is, I think it's reoccurring event, something like that. Maybe you might know what it is, Ann, or somebody may know, they could let us know. But that clearing is when you have things happening to you over and over and over again, and you go, man, what's going on here, you know? This happened again to me. So problematic event, I think is what it's called. Then there's something else with that.
So it's you, called Ann. The problematic event release clearing.
Okay.
And it's also available as a seven-generation clearing.
Okay, so I'll talk about that. The reason why you would do a seven-generational clearing is if you know your parents had that problem also. So that's where it goes deeper, and it pulls up more of the DNA of your ancestors that's stored inside of you causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So most people probably don't need to have the seven-generational clearings. Only if you do a clearing, a whole lifetime clearing, and you go, wow, it worked, but it doesn't feel like it got everything, then you probably want to do the seven-generational one or see what other whole lifetime clearing is affecting you. Maybe some other energetic body contaminating you besides like the pain clearing. Maybe you did the pain and you go, wow, you know, I feel better, but there's still some issue there. Well, maybe you're dealing with abandonment because your parents are out doing something in the park, you know, 300 feet from you, and you were playing in the water by a stream and you fell over and scanned your knee and needed stitches and you felt abandoned. And so, but that's not, you know, something that would normally be readily available for you to think of, but that clearing could be, you know, there also. and you have a lot of energy there for being abandoned, because they basically left you and they didn't watch over you, and they, in a sense, caused your problem, because you were innocent and you had a problem. So, back to you.
Okay, so I just thought of one question, Ron. So if you had an injury, you were, you know, talking about this in regard to the cellular mental, and it would be good to do timeline crashes. So is the cellular mental clearing a good one to pair up with other clearings like the timeline crash or maybe the special clearing, and say, oh, I had this trauma, you know, when I was 10 on my leg, and clear it?
I would say definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That would be good. Because
okay.
You still have it stored inside of you. When you do the whole lifetime clearing, then you can look at that issue and see if it's resolved or not, okay?
Right.
So, and, you know, everybody's a little different, so I can't say that you always need it, but it could be a good possibility. And some people do various clearings, and then they want what they can do next. And when you start, you know, looking at what's going on in your life, you may go, ah, I need that clearing. So for the newbie listening, when you see all the clearings on the website, you're going to read probably each one of those and realize that, yeah, this relates to me, you know. Well, it may not. So you want to just keep... you know, just do the basic ones there and see how you're feeling afterwards. You know, it would be
right.
Nice to do all of them, but you know, there may be 10 basic ones, maybe that everybody needs, and you can spread those out over time. You don't need to jump into it real quick, but the people that have done things, you know, maybe like 4 or 5 whole lifetime clearings in a month, their whole life completely changes for them. And they become more peaceful. And then you become more creative because you're in peace and you're not bringing the dramas and traumas with you from your whole lifetime into your current reality. That's what the difference is in what we do compared to other clearing modalities out there. And the clearings, the whole lifetime ones, don't take very long at all. Typically, maybe a half an hour. If you walk around a lot, you know, during the clearing process and you pause it, you know, you could be in a whole lifetime clearing for an hour, but you're done. There's nothing that you have to do over again on it. And then what you, you know, create for yourself or people create for you after the clearing, then you want to probably, you know, in sometime get the unlimited version for $50. And that way you can always be current. And once you know the difference and you do a couple clearings, you know you're not going to want to get contaminated by other people's stuff, because they brought you into this rat hole to begin with, because they're trying to hold you there with their various conversations, and you finally wake up that you don't want to live there any longer. It's like the 12-step programs. You know, where is the 13th step? So back to you.
Okay. Somebody sent in, Ron, the problematic event release clearing should be called the Groundhog Day clearing.
That's great, yeah.
Okay, Ron, I'm sorry. Now, we talked about you were going to clear the sun. Do you want to do that before we go to the light ship or after? It's about 20, almost 20 of.
We'll do that after.
Okay, great. Now, I just want to get back to the email I was reading, because the same person has another question. Could you please explain how to stay current on the unlimited version of the emotional healing? Not sure what to put down for the specified healing period. And they very nicely go on to say, looking forward to tonight's show. Blessings. So I hope they're listening. Sure they are. So what to put in that specify healing period box, Ron, when you're updating your healing?
The specified incident, okay, is what you're dealing with, what, you know, happened, what somebody gave you as a gift of drama and trauma. So that's what you put in there. It's something that, you know,
comes and attaches to you, which could be like, you know, it's always somebody gets upset with you, possibly. You get that awful phone call. Maybe your ex calls you and complains about something. Maybe there's some kind of ongoing issue with somebody that you know. Maybe your mother-in-law or father-in-law comes and, you know, doesn't like what you're doing or something like that. Those are all emotional issues that you really didn't think about or even want to know about until they brought it up. And so when they bring it up right away, they, in a sense, will start to push your buttons or at least try to find something. And if you tend to react a little bit, then you know that they got you. So, you know, after you have the clearing, you're basically good to go unless you see something on TV or somebody contacts you. And when that happens, you know, with that negative energy coming your way, that's when you want to do the unlimited version and put that incident in there. And it depends when it happened to you. Maybe you had a couple of issues and you do it once a week. So you just think about, you know, what happened to you maybe the last week, and you want to clear the last week's issues. And the ones that you can really think about, you put in there and you clear them. And then you're good to go. You know, probably a minute or two is all that you need to do on that clearing. And it's done and over with, and you should feel pretty much in peace afterwards, just like you felt when you initially did your whole lifetime, you know, energetic body clearing. So that's where you want to be, is current with it. Now, if you do the clearing and you move out to the hills, and then you're just with nature and you don't have a cell phone or TV or radio, you know, you probably will never need the unlimited emotional, because you're not communicating or having things told to you by other people that's dealing with drama and trauma. It's sort of like, you know, what's happened more recently with the elections, and you find out that the news media and the major issue stations, I won't give any names, but the media is all controlled, which you should have known, you know, from the get-go. But if you didn't, now you realize that, and they're there to cause you harm, to, you know, keep you, you know, dumbed out and unaware of what's really going on. So that's their job. And so you may get really upset when you see that and you realize that they're not giving you the real truth of things. And that's another situation, you know, but you realize that, yeah, if I didn't hear any of that stuff, I'd probably be pretty peaceful. So anyway, I guess we can go to the light shift. Any other thing we need to talk about? We got maybe 3 minutes here.
Well, someone actually has a question about the visit to the light ship, Ron. May I take my home and car to the light ship tonight?
Yeah, you could do that, yes. Uh-huh. As long as your car is parked at your house and you're in your house. And that's true of you can bring up your animal pets, the flower gifts, trees, garden plants around your house where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works, because it works with you first. And then what you're connected to, you can also take up and have healing work done to those particular type of energies that you're requesting, or life forms.
Okay.
So,
you want one more question,
we'll
Ron?
Go to the light
ship.
Yep, let's go to the light shift. So you can read off some rooms here, and let me
I sure will.
Get that started here. So this only works live on the program tonight that you're listening. If you're, you know, listening to the BBS radio show, then it's live, and you can go to the light shift. If you're on an archive, then you're just going to feel peace energy coming your way. So here we go. Let's go to the light shift. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and your animal, pets, flower, figure, garden, plants are with you now. And let's go into one of the rooms. We always go into the detox room, which we call the hot tub room, and there's different colored gels there that you are able to select. And you're fully conscious, you're bilocated, and right now you're completely out of time, which means you're no longer in time, Time, remember, is the creation of the darkness. And so when you do the Be Here Now clearing or the Mind to Heart drop, then you're stopping the alien timeline. You're not in source energy, but you're stopping their timeline so you can be connected to your spirit. Okay, so here we go. We'll go into one other room, the oxygen room. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, things around you may look a little different. Nothing's going to cord you because in source energy, there's no such thing as cordings. So what's the next room, Anne?
The Queen Elephant Room.
Okay, here we go. Queen Elephants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room, please.
The Butterfly Room.
Butterfly Room. So you want to request, you know, a healing. I may want to request every 15 seconds out loud. So here we go. Butterfly Room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room.
Okay, the deer room.
Deer, okay. So here we go. It's your type of and choice of deers. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
The turtle room.
Turtles, okay. So you have a choice of land or sea turtles, water turtles. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, I'm trying to keep them in order here. The flower room.
Flowers, okay. So your choice again. I think I'll bring in those little pansies. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
And birds. I don't know if you want to pick a kind of bird. The person just said.
No, you can pick your own bird here.
Okay.
So I guess I'll look for parrots. So here we go. If you want parrots, they're here for you. If not, your own birds, you might want to get doves or, you know, I guess a chicken is a bird, you know, whatever you want, geese, you know, blue jays, hummingbirds. So anyway, your choice. So here we go. Request that now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next room?
The koalas.
Okay, koala bears. Okay, here we go. So here they come. There's always three of them when we get into rooms. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're still in the previous rooms since we started this clearing. So you're in all the rooms at one time. Okay, again, another room. And this will be the last one here.
Okay, perfect. That's our last request. White lions.
White lions. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger, okay? And now we have to come back from the light ship. So we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And if you brought your house up and car, that's okay. Two, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you might feel a little different. And now we're going to clear the energy of the sun. So here we go. And it may not be the sun that you see in the sky. This is the sun that might be behind it. I don't know, but, you know, for a while that sun looked like it was, you know, a laser light shining months ago on us here, like really, really intense. So here we go. This will be the real sun. So clearing that energy.
Okay, we're getting Ron back.
Okay, thank you. Okay, people, stay on the line. We had a little technical difficulty, and Ron will be right back. I hope I'm still on the air. Thank you all for those requests for the different healing rooms. We do that every Saturday night, so I always suggest to everyone, even if it is the middle of the night where you live, try to get on the Saturday night calls live, because it's a very wonderful opportunity to get that physical healing done and talked about. Let's see, what else can I keep talking about before Ron gets back?
Yep, here we go. So somehow I guess the sun didn't like me clearing it. Lost the signal. I don't know. So here we go, sun energy. So stronger,
And if you want to get a picture up on your monitor screen, go to maybe Google Images, look at the pictures of the sun. Just select one, and we'll start doing some energetic hits on that. The locations that are sending you mind control transmissions, et cetera, and they connect to your head connectors, normally on the top of your head. So here we go, taking away some of these energies here. You might feel a little different. And we got about 10 minutes more, I guess, on BBS, so we can, 15. We can end at about 5 after the hour. So here we go. More energy hits here. And just kind of relax. Sit back in your chair. You might feel your body jerk or twist. Might feel tingles. Might feel more conscious. And then you might even feel some aches and pains leave you that you never knew that you had. So here we go, continually doing this now here. Some more strikes here. And the time-traveling soldiers are now engaged fully with the planet here. If it is a planet, so here we go. There we go, more energy. And more again. Okay, that feels pretty good. Okay, so there we go. We're just stopping the battles with that energy. So here we go. Back to you, Anne. How do you feel?
Well, I felt and still feel very relaxed. Most of the energy I felt was in my head, especially sort of behind, I guess, my brain, I should say, behind my forehead. So, yes, I feel very peaceful and relaxed. And actually, I don't think I expected to feel too much with that. But that was amazing. Have you noticed any changes in general, Ron, for Earth since you've been doing these clearings? Or have any certain planets been more powerful than others, or that you learned, oh, this one was really bad? Are there any things you can share with us about the planets?
Not exactly, no, probably not. Okay. A lot of what we're clearing here is from the old Earth, contaminating people. At some point, I'll just stop doing this stuff because I don't really want to deal with the old Earth now with all the mind control stuff with it and the aliens. I'm trying to get into holding the frequency of the new Earth and getting back into the healings that I, chose to do and wanted to do, a long, long time ago with people. So
right.
The aliens got in the way, and that's why I had to go into what I'm doing. But anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron. We still have, quite a few questions. Here's one. How do we heal ourselves from videos and pictures taken of us?
Well, you probably do the media clearing. So that may help you. Naturally, if you get a picture taken, you're being energetically corded by people. So that could be a problem, too. Especially like if you're out there a lot, I never have ever went to Facebook, but people who are on that, they have, I guess their picture of themselves, and you don't know who is attacking you or connecting to your energy system. So anyway, all that stuff is your choice. So the media clearing could be, and you probably want to do maybe entities even, and energetic cording. So you may want to get all those as far as whole lifetime clearings because of what the aliens are doing to you. So back to you.
Right. Okay. So yeah, somebody's written in a couple of times asking for a planet to be cleared, and Ron is not ready to do that one. Somebody wrote, in the Mars clearing that you did last Friday, I definitely felt many pinpricks from my knees down to my ankles. After a time, they quieted down.
That's good.
Yes. And someone said, did not feel anything on Pluto when you did that clearing. Does that mean, you though, that this listener wasn't so affected by Pluto?
Either that or they're being completely energetically blocked by it.
Mm-hmm.
Could be one or the other. I would say they're probably blocked. Pluto is probably blocking you from having the healing.
Wow. So on the planet star clearing, I don't know if I have that name correct exactly, but we can clear planets. Would that be a good one for this listener to do?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. Uh-huh.
They could write in Pluto after their name.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's called the planet star disconnection. So, okay, that was the first thing that popped into my mind for that person to do.
Okay.
And someone else wrote in about the same planet, Pluto feedback. Face, head, and sinuses cleared. Very interesting. I'm still feeling, you know, very relaxed from the sun clearing that you did.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Okay, thank you, listener. Let's see. So someone has a couple of questions about the seven-generation clearings for instance, the emotional, mental, and cellular mental. It's really two questions. They were of the impression that you had to do those in order to ascend, and also they're wondering, do you have to have done them in order to be on the new earth?
No, the seven-generational clearings are only if you have a lot of energy in those areas, okay? So I would say typically you may not have any issues there with seven generations. Like I mentioned earlier, you only do a seven-generational clearing if you feel like the clearing still has some hidden stuff there, or, you know, I won't say necessarily hidden, but deeply embedded in you from your ancestors. And you look at an issue, and if your parents and grandparents had that issue, then you probably want to do the seven-generational clearing.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. And it's the in order to be on the new earth, you want to be cleared out and at peace. So it's really the same answer, that you may or may not need certain seven-generational clearings, right?
Yeah, remember, you only bring a little piece of you, okay? So let's say that you have a million pieces of you. Maybe you can only bring 50 of those pieces because you cleared them out, and your cell, your memory is cleared out, and you did the whole lifetime clearings, and, you know, it's cleared from you. So then you got 50 pieces on the new earth. So you're not necessarily bringing your whole self there until you start doing more and more clearings to get yourself cleaned out. So some people who have done maybe 10 whole lifetime clearings will really benefit and know that, yeah, well, I can feel the difference when I'm in peace. I feel the whole energy around me, and what I look at is completely different because you're on the new earth. And when you get into maybe a situation or dramas and traumas, then that goes away because now you're living back in duality. You're living in alien land and their consciousness of what they brought to you on the false earth. So the new earth is strictly of light, and you have to be of light, and the parts of you that are of light that have been cleaned out, the densities have been cleaned out, will go there, and that's where your spirit is residing. It's no longer living in darkness here. So each time you do the mind of heart drop, you have the availability to go there because time has stopped for you on their timeline. You're not in source energy, but you have the availability to go to the new earth, because you're not being controlled by the timeline, because it stopped for you. So, do you have anything to add to that, Anne?
Well, that's very interesting. I guess the planet the new earth is physical, so I always think of it as then my body and spirit are on the new earth. But then one of the things I do to clear myself, if for some reason I feel off or something happens, like, you know, having to slam on the brakes or be in a car and the brakes are slammed on, I always command my spirit to be fully in my body and connected to the mind of my body, etc. So I hope I'm not calling my spirit back from the new earth. Like, is that still the right thing to do, or should I not be saying it that way? If our spirits are residing on the new earth, it's more that we want our bodies to join our spirits, right? Ron? Ron, I'm not sure if you can hear me. We may have lost Ron again. I am sorry, listeners. Let's see, I just want to remind everybody, if I'm not cut off, I'll keep talking, even though it's pretty much is time to end the show, that tomorrow morning, Pacific Standard Time at 10 a.m., Ron will be starting a 7-hour healing call where you can request healings of the light beings, as we did today. He charges a lot of water for us. You can still sign up to join us on these calls on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And let's see, we'll give Ron another moment and see if he comes back on. So somebody else wrote in for Ron that when he did the 22,000-year clearing last night, their testimonials that they had a sharp pain coming out of their right toe and both of their legs jerked, and now they're walking better. I will share that with Ron if he hasn't heard it. But I thought it's interesting to read that since we just heard from someone who didn't feel anything. And just to reassure people that sometimes you feel a lot of things or in certain healings, and sometimes you don't. And it's really nothing to worry about because everybody responds slightly differently. Okay, so I guess we've somehow lost Ron. I'll also announce again, in case you came on the show late, for everyone to put on their calendar, Saturday, September 2nd, Ron will be doing a 3-hour call from 1 p.m. Pacific time to 4 p.m. Pacific time. The cost is $50, and the healing he'll be doing is the placenta clearing and pin removals. And you can be on absentee, but it's probably better for people not to be. And what Ron means when he says, unless you're in another country, is if you are sleeping, if it's 3 in the morning or, you know, even midnight or something, and you'll be asleep during the call, then you're welcome to come on the call and be absentee, and Ron will have you worked on as you sleep. Okay, well, I don't think Ron is coming back, and it's almost 5 after, so I guess I will now say goodnight to everyone, and the next show is Monday on BBS Radio Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and hope to hear all of you on the line then. Good night, all.